You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We had an artist who popped by the Mix 100 studios yesterday. Josh, tell me about it.
Yeah, it was great. So there's a new up-and-coming artist who has gone really, really viral all over TikTok over the past couple years now, a couple times. His name is Knox, and that we actually found out that is his real name.
Knox, okay.
No other word for his name or anything like
that's
that.
Tough.
Just straight
it's
up Knox.
Name.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's a tough name.
And so he came by the studio because Mix 100 is actually playing a song of his.
Okay.
And so he came by the studio, sang a couple acoustic songs for us. He sounded fantastic. He did such a good job.
Okay.
But I noticed something that is not usually here in the office, and it looked out of place, man.
I agree. I wasn't able to make it back down because it was like 2 or 3 in the afternoon yesterday. Our new studios have a big performance area.
Yeah.
We can bring in artists and they can perform for everybody and we bring people in. But I was looking at the pictures on social. You can look at them too. They're at Mix 100 Denver on Instagram. And I saw a table over in the corner and somebody manning this table.
Mm-hmm.
In an office, mind you. And what was on the table, Josh?
During work hours.
During work hours, 2 in the afternoon.
There was so much alcohol on this table. I mean,
stacked.
Everything from, you got your seltzers, you got your beers, couple of options. You got your hard alcohols, and then you also got your wines. I mean, you hit literally everything there. And you're right. It was set up at 2:15, 2:30. So I work for the other, one of the other radio stations
the
here, Altitude.
Station, yeah.
So I'm here for a couple hours after this show ends. And I'm watching people go back and forth. All of our on-the-clock work buddies here.
Yeah.
Going back and forth
they're
at this table.
Down in booze. I mean, they had like
chugging
buckets,
alcohol.
Buckets that you'd see at like patio parties on your back patio 100%. In the summer. Buckets filled with ice with beer bottles sticking out of them. And I'm like, man, I kind of wish I had come back down.
You
now
should
for this.
Have. And it was one of those things where it was everybody from the bosses straight to my coworkers here that were just, they were like, well, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. And I was like, I guess so, man. But they were having a good time.
That's pretty cool, though, I will say.
It was. Oh, my gosh.
Our office is better than your office.
Absolutely.
I will just say that. We are a different breed in the radio industry. People here like to have fun.
And we drink on the job.
Apparently, when we bring artists in, we all get tanked now.
Really, really good excuse to have a couple cocktails there. It was fun, man. I mean, it was really cool. It really felt like a Friday vibe on a Tuesday, which kind of made me feel like bummed that we have a couple more days of work here. But yeah, it was super fun.
That's neat.
The
man.
Vibes were great. I know that's a youngin's term, but the vibes were
the
great.
Vibes were
Knox
chill, bro.
Rushed it out of the park. He did such a good job. He was
that's
so
neat.
Friendly too. Signed a couple things here for the people here. Took a couple pictures.
That's cool.
And then he did not partake. I will say he did not partake in the drinking.
Oh, he's a professional.
Yes.
Unlike the boss.
Unlike the
I do have to ask
here.
You, our big boss. I probably shouldn't ask.
Should I answer that?
Nah, don't worry about it. I bet you he was drinking.
Everybody was. It was a good time. It was a really good time.
It's
and it was
a good time then to like go in and like ask for things. Like
oh my
right
God.
After this performance and everybody's buzzed. Like, yeah, you know, I'm due for a raise.
I've been here a couple years now.
Good on the show this week.
No, because then he'll come to you tomorrow and be like, hey, what was that conversation we had? And you're like, oh, nothing. We just had you sign a couple things here and there, and we're good. Everything's
well,
in writing.
That's very nice that you stayed and hung out for that. And I'm excited. Like, this is something that we're going to keep doing here. We're going to try to bring in up-and-coming artists and well-known artists and take advantage of this really cool performance area that we have here at the station.
Well, and he had a couple funny stories, man. Like, he had tried out for American Idol, all these things. And Katy Perry was the one that said he's a redhead. And she looked him right in the eyes and said, we already have an Ed Sheeran. Why do we need you? And he actually is now signed with Ed Sheeran's label. So he's like, ha-ha, joke's
That's
on you.
That's what I was saying.
It was
you
good.
Prove him wrong.
It was
you work
good,
hard
man.
And prove him wrong.
It was funny.
So again, if you want to see the fun pictures, just hop onto our Mix 100 Instagram. It's Mix 100 Denver. And you can check that out.